Thank you. question D was to bring the deities around me, and the deities are installed in the upholding state. So at that time I prayed to Radha Krishna that I am living in his head with these innocent boys and girls. They want to serve you, but they are not yet competent. Kindly take care of yourself and give them intelligence so that they can serve you. I see that Krishna has given you good intelligence and you have improved very much. And fortunately, you have got a very good leader, Srimad Madan Krishna Maharaj, Pittam. So each of you learn how to worship deity, how to chant Hare Krishna mantra in this way, ecstatic, and go corner to corner of this Australia continent. There is good potential for this country, and everyone is suffering for want of this Krishna consciousness. It is a fact. So, from all angles of vision, from national point of view, from religious point of view, from social welfare point of view, any point of view, Krishna is all perfect. You can take Krishna from any angle of vision and there will be perfect. So, we have got books also, philosophy also, plus the Sankirtan combined together. Sankirtan is Sankirtan as well as books. That is called Bhagavad Marga, and the deity worship is called Pancharatri Kirti. Both of them should go parallel. One will help, the deity worship will help you in the path of Bhagavad Marga, and the Bhagavad Marga will help you in the Pancharatri Kirti. So, combined together, make progress. I'm very happy that you have already made sufficient progress. But don't be satisfied that this is end. No. Krishna is unlimited. His service is also unlimited. Anandamudi Bhadhanam. This is the line, Krishna consciousness is the line, where the blissful ocean increases. Here you have got experience, the salty ocean, it does not increase, it is decreasing. But the another ocean, Anandamudhi, Ananda means blissfulness, transcendental. Ambudhi means ocean. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Anandamudi Bhadhanam Pratipadam Purnamitas Pradhanam Param Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Sankirtan moment is so nice that it will increase blissful life more and more, more and more. Although you are getting some impediment from the authority, you don't mind for that. You go on with your business. And nobody can check you. Krishna is there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally started series with this obedience. You know the story. The Kaji, at that time, the Mahamanyam magistrate, he issued order not to perform kirtan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, this order cannot be executed. So, he organized 1 lakh of people to join in the Sankirtan movement. And all of them went to the house of Kazi. And the Kazi was afraid that the public opinion is against him. So there was some compromise. Compromise means it was victory for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kazi declared that I shall never obstruct Sankirtan. So, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, we can follow. We are not doing anything harm to the people. We are actually giving the highest benediction to the human life. But there are always a distinct class of men. Even Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. The only fault was that he was preaching God consciousness. So this class of men we find always, they're existing, they're a sponsor. During Krishna's time, there was Kansa, there was Hiranyakashipu, but then Ravana, all of them became enemies. Nobody can check the progress of Krishna consciousness. Simply, we have to remain very serious and sincere. Then know, ahitukya pratihata. It is apratihata. Pratihata means being checked. So this bhakti marga cannot be checked by any material intelligence. It cannot be checked. Simply, we have to become very serious and sincere. So, I am very glad to see that you are being nice. You have to know me also in growth and last year. And so go on, improve it. And the more you improve the temple worship, the more you become improved in Krishna consciousness. The more you keep the temple clean, the more your heart becomes clean. The more you feel the deity sensuously, you also feel very satisfaction. And this is the way. Krishna, the more you serve Krishna, the example is given. Then that's right. If the real person is decorated, the reflection is also reflected. If a person is decorated nicely and he is, what is called? Impression? In the mirror? Reflection. Well, his reflection is also immediately, decorated. Similarly, reality is Krishna. If you serve Krishna, then we are reflection. We are reflection. If Krishna being satisfied, immediately we can get. So if you want peace, satisfaction, then you make Krishna satisfied. That is the way. You cannot just like decorate the reflection in the mirror. That is not possible. You decorate the reality, person, and the reflection in the mirror will be decorated. This is the problem. Krishna is not hankering after your decoration and after your nice food stuff, because he is full perfect, Atmara. He can create any kind of comfort. He is so powerful. But he is so kind that he comes to you in a form which you can handle to serve. These are charming. Krishna is so kind because we cannot see at the present moment Krishna in a spiritual identity. Therefore, Krishna comes before you as stone, as wood. But he is not stone, he is not wood. The same example I have given several times, that the post office gives you a little box in front of your house. But that little box is not a letter, ordinary box. It is post office. It is post office, actually. If you imitate a box like that, and if you put your letter, that will not work. But in that authorized box, if you put your letters, it will go any part of you. So that box, do not consider that it is ordinary box. It is the whole postal department. But for your convenience, the postal department has come before you like a small box. Similarly, Krishna of Chamurthy, everyone knows that this murti is made of stone or wood or metal, but it is not that. Krishna is all powerful. He can take your service in any way. But the point is that because you cannot see beyond this metal and wood and stone, therefore he comes in that so that you can see. This is the point. Don't be carried away by the nonsense philosophy that these people are worshipping idol. He is not idol. He is living come. He is Krishna himself. Always say, he is Krishna himself. He has come to you. Just you can see. That's all. Otherwise, Krishna adhasya Krishna namadina bhavidrayam, in these blunt eyes, materialized, you cannot see Krishna in the present moment. So whatever you can see, Krishna has conveniently, has taken his form in that. So you should always think that Krishna is present, not that you are stone, that you are gone. Never think, arche siladhi gurusu narvati vaishnavi jati buddhi. These are forbidden. Never think of the Archamurti as wood and stone. Never think of the spiritual master as ordinary human being. Never think of a Vaishnava as belonging to a certain caste or nation. These are things. So all the Vaishnavas here. It is not that here is an American Vaishnava, here is an African Vaishnava or an Indian Vaishnava. Vaishnava is Vaishnava. Vaishnava is transcendental. Although he may be appearing in different dress, but he is servant of Krishna. This reason should be enlightened. Then he will remain fixed up in devotional service, and certainly he shall remain successful of life in this very life. That should be our aim, that in this very life we shall make our devotional service so perfect. And we shall try to know Krishna as far as possible, so that Krishna said, "Taktadiham punarjarvadaiti mami shikam." After giving up this body, such devotee do not accept. Such devotee does not accept any more material body. He comes back in spiritual body, back to home, back. Thank you.
Hey, Krishna.